Miriam finished eating and set her fork across her plate. She mirrored Nick as she leaned back and sipped from her glass and lit a cigarette as the last remaining light from the sun faded from the sky. She set her glass down on the table, holding the cigarette away from her and blowing smoke above her so that it caught the wind and rose above them. Nick enjoyed watching her there. It was exactly where she belonged.
"I think I should go fix my hair," Miriam said. "The party's going to leave without us."
Nick smiled.
"No," he said, "I think you're fine for a—"
But just as he said this, one long blast came from the horn of the Miradora and filled the harbor. Nick dropped his glass on the table, spilling champagne, and stood up sharply.
"Hurry," he said. "We've got to run."
He grabbed her arm in one hand and the bottle of champagne in the other and started for the stairs down to the dock.
"But what about my hair?"
Miriam exclaimed.
"No time."
Nick knew the Miradora would leave immediately. There was no time to waste. The party was leaving earlier than he had expected. As they reached the stairs, Miriam stopped.
"My purse!"
she yelled, and she jerked her arm free long enough to leap back and grab it off the chair. When she turned back, Nick was already down the stairs and waiting on the dock.
"I look horrible,"
she said as he helped her off the boat.
"You look fine," he said calmly. "Everyone will just be glad you're there."
"I look like I just took a shower,"
Nick laughed.
"You just did."
The two ran hand in hand down the dock toward the Miradora. Running toward them were two other couples that had just been dropped off where the dock met the land. They all couldn't help but laugh as they ran.
"Nick!"
called out one of the men with an Australian accent running toward them in his tuxedo.
"Don't let him leave without us."
"Hello, Warren,"
Nick called back as he raised up the bottle of champagne in salute.
"Hurry up!"
Nick reached the Miradora with Miriam trailing by her arm just as the lines were being thrown aboard and the gangway was being brought in. He handed her off to the other men at the stern who helped her aboard. Then he jumped aboard after her and was caught by several pairs of arms.
"We made it!"
he shouted to Miriam. He turned back to the other two couples who were running down the dock and helped them aboard just as the boat was pulling away.
"Warren!"
Nick laughed as he caught his friend.
"Glad you could make it.
Always on time, mate. You know me."
He was panting and holding his chest, but laughing nonetheless. As the engines came up and the boat pulled away from the dock, Nick reached up and helped the last man onto the boat as his legs remained on the dock. In one last leap, the man jumped on top of the others with outstretched hands, toppling a few of them onto the deck. Everyone laughed loudly. Nick landed under the man, and a drink spilled across his chest. Eventually, everyone scrambled up, and he brushed the drink off and laughed. The half bottle of champagne in his hand remained intact. Not a drop had spilled. The stern of the boat was now crowded with young men and women, and in a moment he found Miriam standing among the crowd.
"That was a little too exciting,"
she laughed.
"It's always fun to watch," said Nick, "but I never wanted to be part of it."
He took her hand and led her up the stairs to a second deck that was a little less crowded to get a little room.
"I need to go fix my hair,"
she announced as she pulled a brush from her purse.
"I came prepared."
Nick held her hand a moment longer and looked back to the dock. A car had pulled up and was blaring its horn. Everyone aboard watched with laughter as two couples emerged and sprinted down to where the Miradora had departed.
"Looks like they'll miss the boat,"
Nick laughed as he watched the men run ahead. The entire stern of the boat laughed and pointed as they watched the latecomers panic. One of the girls tripped over her dress as she ran and fell onto the dock. The girl behind her, who was watching the boat pull away, tripped over the first girl and landed on top of her. With this, the Miradora roared up in laughter.
"Oh, no!"
Miriam gasped.
"Oh, she'll be fine,"
someone beside her said. The two men in tuxedos ran ahead of the girls to where the boat had pulled away and shouted their pleas in Italian for the boat to stop, with arms and bottles of wine raised high in the air. One of the men gave up, but the other continued on running. As he reached the edge of the dock where the boat had been, he made a full-speed wild leap towards the stern, sending the bottle of wine in his hand in one direction and his two glasses in the other. The entire party watched with a single breath as the man seemed to pause in the air before crashing into the water behind them, a full 10 feet short of the stern. At that precise moment, the entire party burst into laughter before the man's head even bobbed back to the top of the water. A few seconds later, the man was being helped back onto the dock, and the scene drifted out of sight as the Miradora pulled out into the harbor.
"I'm glad we made it," said Miriam. "Thanks for pulling me along."
Nick winked at her.